This is CPR News. We have been following up with people we spoke to earlier in the pandemic. Last year, CPR's Claire Cleveland profiled people with lasting symptoms from coronavirus. She got back in touch with one of these so-called long haulers.
Ty Godwin has had shortness of breath, occasional fevers, malaise, and restless legs at night for an entire year. Last January, he traveled internationally for work. When he got home, he had mild COVID-19 symptoms, but there were no tests available. When I first spoke to Godwin, he was on day 93 of having a fever. He was struggling to breathe, to keep up with his job, and to figure out what was wrong.
I was a marathon runner and a triathlete before this. I'm out of breath right now, but I can't exercise. I've had nights where I wake up out of breath.
He's an example of the 1 in 3 people who will experience COVID-19 symptoms for longer than 2 weeks, and one of a growing number of people who experiences symptoms for many weeks or even months. There's still no formal diagnosis for what's now called long COVID, nor is there a treatment. But there are clinics that have popped up across the state and country. There's one at National Jewish Health in Denver and another in Fruita on the Western Slope. While the health impacts have challenged Godwin, he says there's a layer of depression on top of it all. He's not alone in struggling with his mental health.
I cry way more than I should at my age because the emotions hit you. Am I going to be around for life events? I have a lot more thoughts about my mortality, and depression is real.
In a survey done by UC Health Memorial Hospital in Colorado Springs, long COVID patients reported distress, anxiety, depression, and a lot of fear. Dr. Robert Lamb led the study.
1 in 5 patients that are infected with COVID-19 end up having a mental health diagnosis within the next 3 months of their recovery. So that, I think, is particularly disturbing.
In the coming years, much of the conversation around COVID-19 will be about recovery. But for long haulers like Godwin, he's just focusing on getting better.
I'm a marathon runner and I'm mile 20 and I've got 6 miles to go.
Today, Godwin's on medical leave from work and will soon travel to the Mayo Clinic in New York in hopes of more answers. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
We are marking this almost anniversary of Colorado's first case of COVID-19, and you'll find those stories at CPR.org. This is CPR News.